With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Blue Wire.
With the second pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end, Michigan.
Jared Goff winds up. Touchdown, Detroit. Josh Rosen.
Here comes the blitz. Down the middle and on the fly. Jameson Williams, extra speed on the gas and gone. Touchdown.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another live episode of the Pride Podcast. This is our post-game show for the Detroit Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings. The Lions fall 24-28 to the Minnesota Vikings. I'm your host for today, Malcolm. No Tyler with us today. But I do have my guy Pierre with me today. How you doing, Pierre?
I'm doing all right, man. Just disappointing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when I was watching this game, the Detroit Lions had many opportunities to close out this game, and they failed to do so, allowing the Minnesota Vikings to make a comeback and win this game. So, well, I mean, I know it's your immediate reaction, but what's your thoughts for this game, man?
I thought in the first half they were good, and in the second half it was a lot of like inconsistencies. They weren't finishing off drives. They get good field position. They missed. That last field goal was really disappointing. So he misses a 48-yard field goal. You don't trust the entire game. It's 4th and 4, and you decide to kick a 54-yard field goal. I would have went for that, honestly.
Me too.
Right? It's 4th and 4. Just go for it or punt it. Pin him deep.
Me too. Yeah, I was on playback with Tyler, and Tyler, he was more electing to just kick it. But I was like, wait, how far? No, hell no. Like anything – I said this in the beginning, even when he made the roster – I say anything over 50, this guy is 50-50, over 50. So, hell no. Me trusting Seibert to kick a 54-yard field goal to, no, it wasn't happening. I definitely would have went for it.
Another thing that really, really pissed me off is Josh Reynolds gave up on a touchdown.
Sure did.
I was literally fuming, bro.
Yeah. For a very few times, you could say, oh, wow, that was a nice pass by Goff. Which it would have landed there, but he gave up on it.
So yeah, bad coaching at the end. Amani Awarie got cooked. Oh. I don't know what was up with him today.
He was flag Akuda happy.
Great job.
He was flag happy.
Okuda did a great job versus Justin Jefferson. Great job. Locked his ass up.
He did.
I just don't know. Mike Hughes got cooked at the end. Literally, Osborne beat him twice. Our secondary needs some help, and the pass rush also missed Kaminsky today. It was pretty obvious. They weren't necessarily always getting to Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I know Aiden Hutchinson said he was 100%, but it doesn't seem like he didn't look like he was 100% today.
A lot of guys were playing hurt, and you could tell. Swift, I mean, honestly, you should have just made him healthy. You should have just made him inactive, right? Let him rest. He didn't really get that much. Thought Jamal Williams was okay, but at the end, you know, you kind of became predictable running the ball. Of course, they're going to stack the box. Maybe they should have done some different things, right? Craig Reynolds, I mean, I don't know. He wasn't all that.
I mean, it is what it is. I personally think we should have won this game. They had many opportunities. I mean, we caused a fumble when Delvin Cook fumbled the ball. We should have got points there, but we had a quick 3-and-out, giving the ball right back. We stopped them right after that. You know, we had multiple stops after that. So I wouldn't put so much on the defense, saying is the offense could have closed out this game many times.
No, I think it's on coaching, honestly.
Oh yeah, I think I mean that field goal, going for that field goal was a horrible decision. You literally, like you said, man, he literally didn't trust his kicker the whole game. Even when they're in the 30-yard line, he didn't trust the kicker the entire game after he missed that 48-yard field goal.
Malcolm, and then he though, right? You're still like, if the other team scores a touchdown, they're still up.
Right? Yeah, so I mean, yeah, exactly.
And then calling a timeout there made absolutely no sense. Like, what are you doing, dude? Why are you calling a timeout?
The only thing I could think of is that if they did score, Detroit would have more time on the clock to try to come back. I don't know.
I get that. I thought Goff was actually really good too. Obviously, that last drive is whatever, right?
Yeah, I thought there was really nothing he could have done on that last drive.
I thought he played well. The O-line in the running game, they didn't necessarily perform what I thought they would. But then again, they're still like figuring it out. Logan Steinberg was out. Evan Brown was in. Dan Skipper was in. So I thought the O-line did fine, honestly. I thought pass pro, they were good in pass pro. Jerry Goff's pocket presence was pretty good today as well. Evaded pressure a couple times. Even Spinata some sacks, actually, and didn't get tackled, right?
Yeah, he did a really good job today.
Okuda, man, Okuda, he's CB1. Okuda is the real deal. That's three straight weeks. He's locked up Devontae Smith. He's locked up Terry McLaurin, and he just locked up a top three wide receiver in Justin Jefferson.
He did. Hey, I can't say nothing about him today, man. I got to tip my hat off to Jeff, man. He did a really good job today.
He is showing why he was number three overall pick. It's nice to see him healthy. But overall, man, this team still has a lot of work to do. You could still see their youth. They're inexperienced. See what happens next week versus Seattle.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing you could really say, man. I mean, shoot. Until we dive into the actual film and see what happened. It's tough, man.
You want to bring someone up?
Yeah, man, you can start bringing people up, man. See what they thought about the game.
Hey, Prior Podcast listeners, it's your boy Malcolm here. And if you're a sports bettor like me, let me tell you about Odds Traders. Odds Traders is a place to compare all odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotional codes from different sports books to get the best deal. This app also provides player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather, so the bettors can make the most informed bets as possible. This app also has bet trackers so bettors can keep records of all their games and betting activity. Looking to maximize your bets? Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Again, that's oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Traders, the number one site for your game day bets.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So Kairos313 is requesting. Let's bring him up. I'm sorry. It was anonymous, I think.
What's up, Anonymous? Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, so I think so I was just on another space, and they were talking about coaching messed this game up too. And I kind of agree the coaching did, but I don't think it was on that last drive. I think they shot themselves in the foot earlier in the second quarter when they went for it around the 50 on 4th and 2. And didn't convert. And what happened after that, Minnesota drove, and Minnesota forced, they faced a 4th and 6. And they were in position to go for it. Had the Lions not gone for it and not converted and just punted it, Minnesota wouldn't have even tried to go for it. And I know we say, you know, things will happen differently, but that pretty much gave them a touchdown. And then by the end of the game, when they're in this position to either close out a win and they're facing a 4th and 4, they've kind of shown all their cards. You know, they don't have anything else in the playbook because they've exhausted all their run plays going on 4th down. They've exhausted all their pass plays on 4th down. So, like, there's nothing that they can show Minnesota that Minnesota hadn't already seen. So
I disagree with anything in 4th and short. Your entire playbook is open. You could run whatever you want.
Well, it's not really short. I mean, 4 yards is not really short. I mean, when I think of, like, 4th and short, I'm thinking of, like, 2 or less. 4th and 4 is your odds of getting that on a run play are slim to none. And then if you want to pass them, catch a boot, well, they're not going to bite on the boot because they hadn't been running the ball that well. And then Amon-Ra's out. You know, everyone's hurt. Reynolds is hurt at this point. So it's like, you know, I don't think there's really anything. Though, right? Go ahead.
They preach grit. And Reynolds was in that, like, final drive. Amon-Ra was in. It's 4th and 4. You get the first down. It's game over. Campbell just admitted right now he regrets doing the field goal. He said he should have gone for it. He just said in his presser.
Yeah, okay. What would have happened had they not made it? I mean, you could look at it always, because had they made the field goal, it wouldn't matter anyway, because the Vikings end up scoring a touchdown, and, you know, a field goal wouldn't have, you know, made it out of hand. So
you get the first down.
The chances of, I can tell you now, the chances of Cyber making a 54-yard field goal is slim to none, man. He's not good over 50. 50 and over, he's not good. Damn near, I'm about to say 48 and over, he's not good.
Yeah. I'm saying, I just think that they kind of was too aggressive earlier in the game, and that messed up the flow of the game. I mean, I really thought, like, going on 4th and 4 at the end of the game, there was, like, it was almost same odds of him making that 50-yard field goal.
So you would have kicked that ball if you were the coach. You would have had him kick that field goal. Knowing your kicker couldn't make a 48-yard field goal, you wouldn't say go out there.
I probably would have punted.
You would have punted.
Yeah, I probably would have punted.
I mean, that they could have did that. Yeah. Hindsight. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. Go for it, punt it. But the whole thing of kicking that 54-yard field goal was a horrible idea.
Oh, I got breaking news. Walker could have suffered an Achilles injury.
Gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's not good.
It's so, yeah. This whole game is just frustrating. You know, they showed so many good things, especially early on. Ben Johnson was looking like a genius earlier in the game. And then, I mean, I really think that they kind of just exhausted all their plays. And it was like, what else can they do? You know, because when you look at it in earlier in the game, if you're going on it, if you're going for it on 4th down so many times in a game, something's not right.
They don't just a kicker. He missed the 40. Even, he missed the 40.
Even
he missed
that. But you're not converting on 3rd downs.
Well, so, they're calling plays as if they're going to go for it down, though.
Yeah, it's not like they're going for like 4th and 10. Like, it was like 4th and 4, 4th and 3, 4th and 2, 4th and 1. Go for it. I don't care.
They were pretty efficient on 4th down today, but the problem is that last one bit them in the ass.
The thing is that after, what's it called, missed that 48-yard field goal to start the game, they said, fuck this. We're just going to go for it. Yeah. So my confusion is, if they told him, fuck this, we're not going to go for it no more. We're not going to kick a field goal no more. Why the hell did he do it at the end of the game? I don't know what the thought process of them even thinking about kicking that 54-yard field goal.
If they make it and Vikings end up scoring or driving down the field and kicking a field goal, now a field goal can't tie the game. now you have to have a touchdown to win.
I know, but or have you ever seen
you eliminate seen overtime?
Have you seen Cyber make a 54-yard field goal before?
Oh no, I agree 100%. I mean, this guy's I'm a one up on you, Malcolm. Like, he's questionable 45 and up, not just 50 and up. He's questionable from like 40 and longer. You know, he's and
as soon as I saw it said 54 yards, I saw him line up. I just took my hat and I put it over my face. I was like, this is it. We don't fucked up. I didn't even see the kick. I don't even know. Was it bad? Was it like a terrible miss? Yeah. I didn't even watch.
No, it was really bad.
It was bad. But I kind of, Pierre, you mentioned like why call the timeout there. I kind of see why. So, you know, number one, they let the play clock run out when they called the timeout. And, you know, that allowed them to go and discuss it. And I actually thought they were going to go for it coming out the timeout, honestly, because I thought, you know, you use a timeout, see what plays you got. But they didn't stop the game clock. You know, they didn't like run out any. Or they didn't save any extra time for the Vikings.
I think you're thinking about something different. He's talking about when Minnesota was driving and they got the ball to like our 30 and then we called a timeout when it was like 30 seconds left on the clock.
Gotcha. Right before the touchdown.
Right before the touchdown, yeah. Right before the game-winning touchdown. He was wondering why we called a timeout there. That's what he was wondering.
You know, it like they'll learn from it. Right.
Yep.
It just sucks that we lost Tracy. I think Tracy could be out for the year. Like
that's a big blow.
That's a massive blow.
That's a massive blow, man. That's not good. That is not good. It sucks because we had this game.
we did have this game. They have depth at safety though, so I think like obviously losing Tracy sucks, but there is some depth at that position.
So who's going to be the guy going forward, Juju? Or do you think Afani Melifano is going to have a bigger role?
Oh, if he was a healthy scratch today, I think if he's still learning the position because he was hurt in training camp. So, and then we'll see what happens. I don't know, man. I don't know.
So he's healthy now? I mean, that's at least a
problem. Yeah, he's healthy.
Yeah, he's healthy. I mean, they have some guys. They have some options.
Damn.
But it looks like it's going to be Juju.
Hope
that's what I'm thinking.
And Cam said it looks like an Achilles. Just hope it's an ankle. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, usually when that happens, it is what it is. It's usually what they call it.
That's so brutal, bro.
Yep. It's tough, but we gotta find a way to bounce back, man.
Yep.
Gotta find a way to bounce back. So now this man, you have anything else, bro?
Nah. Nope.
Thanks for coming on, bro.
Yep.
All right, next we'll bring up, I think it's Joshua. What's up, Josh? Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Hello. What up? Name's actually James, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, my bad.
All good.
My bad, James.
But I'm just wondering, how many penalties does one player need to get before you take him out of a game? I was wanting to kick my toe against my end table every single time I saw the laundry come up next to Amani. That was terrible.
That was rough.
Will Harris, honestly. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, they didn't bench him. He had a rough game, right? But they didn't bench him, so I don't think they have a lot of faith in Will Harris. I don't know.
Yeah, and there's that, and I just also want to know how many more kickers are we going to go through till we're constantly pounding the table for not giving Prater that $2 million extra he wanted.
Good kickers are hard to find.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I don't even know what they do, man. I mean, Cyber's the guy right now. I don't know.
What has it been like?
Not like we could get somebody.
Yeah, I believe they have Aldrick Rosas on the press squad or something like that.
No, absolutely not.
I don't know what they're going to do. We'll see.
What have we been through, like 7 or 8 in the past 2 years that we've tried out?
Oh, the Colts kicker is a Blankenship.
Yeah.
He's got released. You know, sometimes like a change of scenery helps kickers. I don't know. Maybe take a chance on him, bring him on the press squad or something. I don't know.
it just keeps me really uneasy, since that we just can't punch the ball in when we need to, or at least get a first down, and we just have to rely on a kicker nobody knows.
Yeah. They shouldn't even have to let him kick that ball, that last kick. I don't know what happened. I don't know why they did it.
It's like taking a magic eight ball, whether it tells him yes or no. Should I trust him? Should I not trust him? He didn't trust him earlier in the game, and they went for it on fourth downs and got four of them or something like that. It's just a mess.
It is, man. Well, let's see, man. Hopefully we bounce back, man. But, yeah, this game was – it was rough because we should have won.
Oh, Aldrick Rosas is actually not – I believe he's on practice squad IR or whatever. We have Daniel – is it Eberle? No, Dominic. Dominic Eberle out of Utah State.
It just doesn't matter.
I don't know who that is, honestly.
Exactly.
James, thanks for coming on, man.
Yep, for sure.
All right, I'm going to bring up Kyle, Ike, and then Matawa. Sorry if I said her name wrong. Kyle, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Stuff lost.
What's man. Going on, bro?
Not much, man. Just wondering about this loss.
What you wondering about, man? What's going on?
Man, I thought Dan Campbell he would have left the offense out there. I'm like, okay, he took that timeout. I thought he took that timeout. He went to thought about it. He's like, let me see what I can do. He left his offense out there for the, like you said, like the whole play clock, and he thought about it. And then he runs his kicker out there. I wouldn't done that. That was a bad idea.
I agree with you, man. I don't know what the hell he was thinking on that play.
That tell me the coach. He don't trust Jared Goff enough to get the first down. That's telling me you don't trust the quarterback, and I don't trust you. It's all about trust.
They trust the quarterback.
Yeah, they trust Goff. I don't think that's what it is. Goff played actually a really good game today.
Why did Dan Campbell just let the play clock just fire? Then say, oh yeah, we're gonna run the kicker out there, and then we're gonna put the game on the kicker.
He overthought it. I mean, that's what they think of it. I don't think it's trust of Goff.
He said he regrets it. He said, yeah, it was a bad decision. Obviously, hindsight is 20/20, but, I mean, to me, it just didn't make sense. Maybe, like, when you're in the moment, it's harder to make those decisions, but that's his job, man. You got to get that one right.
I don't know why Swift was in the game and then Jonathan Williams, he was in the game, and they all thought that Smith were going to run the ball, and they stopped him. And I didn't even see Swift in the game. When they showed Swift on TV, he was standing right next to Dan Campbell.
Yeah, he was.
Swift was hurt. I don't know why would he was in the game, because that would be Swift. That would be Swift time to get some extra yardage.
Swift was hurt, man. Swift was battling an ankle injury. Then he was very limited, even apparently, and a shoulder. But that's why he was limited yet last week and this week. That's why he wasn't in the game. He was hurt.
He got more hurt during the game. They were actually planning to give him more touches today, but he hurt his shoulder, so that plan went south. Well, all right, Kyle. Thanks for coming on, bro.
All right,
I'm gonna bring up other guys. We're going to bring up Ike and then Ryan. Oh, I'm sorry. Then Mutawa and then Ryan. What's up, Ike?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
What's up?
Not much. I know a lot of us want to blame Dan Campbell, but I'm putting this one on Ben Johnson, honestly. Just because we got away from what was working in the first 2 weeks. I didn't see any type of gap running scheme, no power, no counter, no nothing. We just straight up ran the ball between the tackles. And I don't know, maybe he was just trying to switch things up, trying to break some tendencies, just to throw them off. But I mean, like, that run game was just vanilla. It was nothing like what we saw versus the Commanders or the Eagles. And then
you're right.
And they couldn't get the ball, and they couldn't get the ball to Chark. He needs to find new ways to get him open. Like, he's I hate to say it, but I just don't think Goff is the guy for the deep pass. You know, he's not, for whatever reason, he hasn't been able to connect with Chark. I think he's attempted him five times deep, and he's only got him once on that touchdown to versus Darius Slay. Every other time it's been a miss. They need to start getting him the ball like closer to the line of scrimmage and just letting him get yards after carry. That's what they are, yards after the catch.
Today they connected on those passes. I don't know what you were watching. You didn't see that?
I saw a couple of them, but I also saw some deep ones that should have easily been, you know, catches that weren't.
So I don't know if yes, I don't remember. But there was one with Reynolds where he gave up on his route. He basically had his guy beat. He just stopped running. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, I saw that too. I have no clue what happened there. I don't know what maybe he didn't think the ball was coming or what, but yeah, he can't be giving up on that. But he also got injured, so I don't know if maybe he was already slightly injured, and then it just kind of like it kind of crept back up on him in the middle of the game. Because, no, that was Cleef Raymond ran into him. That's what that was.
Yeah, that was before that play though.
Yeah,
that was like he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know, but I put this one on more on Ben Johnson than anything, because they we got away from what was bringing us success in the first two games for whatever reason. Maybe he was just overthinking it, thinking that the Vikings would be ready for it. So he figured, oh, we'll fake them out and we'll do something they haven't seen yet, or some vanilla stuff. I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta go back and watch the tape to see exactly like how bad it was as far as like those play callings.
Yeah.
All I know is that they had a chance several times to close out the game when they got the ball back, especially after that fumble and, you know, they got some three and outs, and they just failed to convert on those third downs to, you know, extend the drive or even put points on the board where they could have when they were up by 10. You know, just need, they would have put a touchdown when they were up by 10. They had several opportunities to do that. They just didn't do it. So, I mean, I don't know. It could be, like you say, it could be Ben Johnson's fault. But that decision to kick that 54-yard field goal was horrendous. That decision was horrendous.
Yeah.
I think that's why a lot of people are saying it's Dan Campbell's fault. I'm personally saying that play was bad. I'm not saying it's his fault. But that play, that decision to kick that 54-yard field goal with fucking Austin Seibert is
I know, is but horrible. But see, the thing is, though, is if Cyber would have made the kick, everyone would have said, "Oh, that's genius! He made the right move."
He missed from 48.
I still disagree.
He's not a good kicker. He's not a good, especially anything over 50. He's not good at. He's not a good kicker. He's not.
Yeah,
he hasn't made a kick over 50 in his own thing. His career. I don't think he has.
We also weren't getting the ball downfield, so like kind of didn't really have a chance. Like I know you probably wanted to go for it on that one, but.
Anything except on the Austin Seibert 54-yard field goal. If they would have took a penalty and punted the ball and tried to pin them deep, I'd have been okay with that. Okay with them punting it. If they would have went for it,
I don't think anyone plans. No, I know that, but I don't think anyone plans to do that. But I get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but let's say that, right? You're still like it's still a one possession game. If you get a first down, game over. That's why I like. I'm an analytics guy. Malcolm knows that. I don't know if you know that or not, but I go for that because if I get a first down, I end it. If not, it's whatever. Like, you live with it.
Yeah, if you get a first down, the game's over.
But then again, if
you go for it, miss it, you're in the same boat. But it's the same thing, though.
It's the right decision to go for it. If you don't get it, you just don't get it. But I think it's the right decision to go for it.
Yeah, because all they got to do is knee the ball, dude. Like, you don't even get a chance if you do what you said. If you punt the ball, pin them deep. I don't care even if you do pin them deep. All they do is knee the ball, and that's the game's over. You do it twice, the game's over. It wasn't even – I think it was only, what, 50 seconds on the clock at that point? Maybe less?
I think so. I have to go back and watch. I don't know. They didn't have any timeouts.
Yeah, that's it makes it even worse. I mean, you know, so
I just don't know. I didn't like that kick at all. I think that was horrible.
And then the last thing I just want to say before I get off here is the whole thing with Amani. I mean, I know he's not 100% healthy, but they should have done something when he started getting all those penalties. They should have put, I mean, I hate to say it, but they should have put in either Gilbert or who was the other corner?
Your options is Will Harris and Bobby Price. That's all you have.
No. Bobby Price was good. Bobby Price has actually shown up a few times. I trust him over Will Harris. Will Harris is an absolute liability. And teams know it. I would take my chances on Bobby Price over Will Harris any day. I've seen Will Harris blow too many.
But thanks for coming on, man. I got other people that are requesting. Appreciate it, bro.
For sure. Yep.
All right, now I'm going to bring up, I think it's Matau. I pronounced his name wrong multiple times. And then Ryan, and then it's gone. Where did it go? There it is.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Yes, we can. What's up, man?
Hey, Pierre. Hey, you can call me Mutu, all right?
Yep. All right, Mutu. All right, sounds good. Hey, my bad, bro.
So when I was watching the game, one thing that really frustrated me was I think it was like 3rd-and-1, I think, with 10 minutes left in the game. And I think it was a goal ball to Josh Reynolds. I think he went up for it.
Over Peterson?
Yeah. I didn't really understand that because I feel like they could have just ran it and got a first down. And then, you know, more time, fresh set of chains and all that. Obviously, it's frustrating, but, you know, it is what it is. I feel like Ben Johnson's still growing. So, you know, that's what stood out to me besides, like, the coaching disaster by Campbell. But, you know, it is what it is. But that really just stood out to me because that was really, really frustrating because you could have had a new set of chains and more time off the clock. Hell, they were kind of close. I don't remember where in the field they were, maybe like the 40 or their own 30 or maybe their 40 or the Vikings 40, but I'm not sure. But man, that was kind of frustrating because that drive could have sealed the game as well.
You're right. You're absolutely right, man. I actually remember that play like it just happened just now. That was a poor decision, a poor call by Ben Johnson.
What another thing is, I really feel like we don't incorporate Chark into the offense as well. He's, you know, we use him as a decoy, but I really want to see him, you know, throw him like slants or, you know, outside routes, you know, towards the hashes, like 10, 15 yard down the field. We don't always have to chuck it up to him. We really need to start incorporating him. And I feel like we're missing that as well. You know, we're paying him what, like 10 million.
Yeah.
Shit, man, I really feel like we need to incorporate him into the offense as well because we're just using him as a decoy, you know, just to throw it up to him to have him not catch the ball.
I think he started the game with the first two catches, man.
But,
so they look like they're trying. I mean, you look at in the last two games, they tried to get him in the short passing game, but he was dropping balls.
Man, that's just frustrating.
I've been saying earlier that I think the timing between him and Goff is not there yet. And I think as the season goes on, it's going to get there. So I'm not really worried too much about it. I think what caused them to lose this game has been the play calling and their decision to kick a 54-yard field goal.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I had.
Thanks for coming on. All right. Next time, bring up Ryan. And then it's going to be okay.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Ryan? Pretty good. How about you?
Man,
what's up,
same old Lions. I don't know when we're ever going to get it.
Oh, wait. Kick him out.
Oh, come on.
I'll just play it.
But really,
no, you can't. You can't come on. You can't come on here and start saying that.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaking loss.
What really turned the tide for me was at the start of the fourth quarter. We have our offense out on the field. It's like 4th and 6, and then we're going to switch out our punt team real quick, and then we got to take a delay a game. It's like, what are we doing? Like, we're getting too cute with the aggression, and then we do need to be aggressive. Like 4th and 2 late in the game, we're not going to go for it when we went for it 6 other times leading up to it, and we're going to have Cyber kick a deep field goal when both field goal kickers all game have just been missing wide right like the whole game. It just wasn't working out for either kicking game. But that's the time where we're going to like, hey, we're going to fall back. We're going to try kicking it. It just didn't make sense. Also, that 3rd and 1, taking a deep shot. If you're going to take that deep shot, I imagine you're going to go for it the very next play. So there's some iffy calls, but it's tough. I just don't know what your guys' thoughts on the start of the fourth quarter, having that punt team come out, how they did.
So I was thinking about that. At first, I thought it was dumb, but I think they were basically trying to get Minnesota without a returner there. But, like, they were able to get their returner back there.
I mean, they can't kick it unless the defense is set.
I don't know what they were doing there. Then
I have no idea. I'm lost for words because even when they did it, I mean, the ref kind of held the ball until the defense was set.
Yeah, any offense and change, they have to let the defense make the same switch. So the play's dead. Can't start the play until the defense gets their switch in too. So it's – I don't get it. It was kind of like – it was just getting too cute, and it just made no sense for how the game is played.
Yeah, I want to hear his press conference on his thought process of that to see what the hell happened. And I personally, I have no idea. I have no answers.
Yeah, Campbell also said like he feels like he like the game was on him.
I mean, shit. I mean,
yeah.
A lot of it is on him.
Absolutely.
I feel like it is, but I know a lot of people are saying the wide receivers like Chark and, you know, the other ones, Reynolds wasn't getting involved, but I thought they spread the ball fairly well. Like guys were dropping like flies. Amon-Ra St. Brown twisted his ankles out for a little bit. Swift was banged up. Reynolds went down. I thought they distributed the ball well. Really what it came down to, I thought it was just the 4th down plays and then some of the 3rd down plays late in the game where it was like clutch time, need to make those plays. But once we ironed those out, we got a lot of offensive explosion. And the defense, you know, besides the secondary, front 7, I think we can hold our own. So, I mean, it's the start. We got to just build it up and iron those things out, but
I agree.
Hockenson needs to show up. I mean, I don't care if he's covered. He was taking number 8 overall pick. He needs to learn how to get open or something, bro. He just hasn't.
Yeah, touchdown today, right?
Yeah, but it was like
other than like that, 1 yard slips.
I mean, other than that, though, Malcolm, he hasn't been effective.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, we're going to bring up It's Going to Be Okay, and then we're going to end this.
Thanks, Ryan. Is his name really It's Going to Be Okay?
Yo, man.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you're on.
I didn't even know I was listening, and all of a sudden it jumped to me. I don't know if I got behind then. I got nothing, guys. I'm just echoing what you guys all are saying. It's disappointment. You know, through all the, you know, everything that happened up until the fourth quarter, I feel like, you know, the Chark not really – I mean, he got involved a little bit, but our expectations coming out of training camp was a lot higher than what we've seen up until week 3. You know, Reynolds has stepped up. I get Swift is banged up. It's just disappointing because, you know, for a second, if you think about the reality of if we lose Amon-Ra, how is his offense looking? And it's scary because they haven't really got everybody, you know, really, you know, playing good, fluid. And we're still a good offense. We're still putting up points. I mean, we had the game won. And the glaring plays all happened in the fourth. Like that third and one somebody mentioned, they threw it to Reynolds. Like, why? Why not just run it? I'm fine with the aggression. But the smart move would be, that's your identity. Just run the ball. and then kick it. It just didn't make any you're saying you don't trust your you don't trust your defense, you don't trust your offense, but you're trusting the kicker. And there was no reason to have any trust in the kicker. And I just didn't get it at all about the fourth quarter. And the disappointing thing is I don't have too much. I mean, I wish Hockenson can get more involved. I don't know what's going on with him. I can't tell. This is a home contract year at all. And it looks like he's trying, but compared to last year, how he looked when the season started to now, it's ridiculous. I don't get what's going on with him. And I know he had a touchdown, but he was wide open. So you're supposed to make that. I don't know. I'll get over this loss sooner than others because they just weren't beat down. But the scary thing was of how Campbell and Ben Johnson, I would say, kind of crumbled in that fourth quarter pressure. You know, when it was time to make decisions, the timeout made no sense. I get that you're thinking, okay, if they score, maybe we have some time. But man, like the pressure was all on them. It's not on you. And so I didn't get that at all. And I don't know. It's play call. That's the and I know everybody's, you know, I've been thinking about this since week one. Everybody's been, you know, wondering if, you know, are we gonna have Aaron Glenn after this year, you know, if people want him. I don't think we have anything to worry about because, you know, we're surviving, you know, tooth and nail by that front seven, hopefully being able to stop the run, which they didn't do a good job today. And the defense, the offense is going to be having to carry the defense for a while because it just doesn't look like the defense can really stop anyone overall, you know, for a full game when you really need them to. So that's all I got to say.
Hey, man, you said a lot, man. I agree with you. And one thing that we didn't mention this whole show was the running defense, man. My God. The running defense was pretty bad. And the thing that sucks is because we saw week one, we went against Philadelphia. And then, you know what? I didn't look too much into it because I'm like, all right, you know, Philadelphia, they run the RPO. That shit is hard to hell. It's hard to hell to stop. You know, who doesn't matter, you know, who Philly is going against. They're probably going to be successful running the RPO against damn near everybody.
Yeah.
You play Washington. Washington, they do a hell of a job in the running game, completely take away the running game. So you're thinking, all right, maybe we have a good running defense. And then you come against Minnesota, and then you see some shit like this. And it's like,
it's crazy.
We're back to square one. We don't have a running defense now. we're back at square one, guys. The running defense is not here. All right. So now it's like, all right, now can we build a team that could – now I do see that they can put pressure on the quarterback, but can we stop the run? And that's something I want to see going forward. That's something that they got to definitely try to fix going forward is stopping the run because that was bad today.
Yeah, it was terrible. I didn't think Cook would have a good game like that. And then, I don't know, whenever they needed to stop it, they didn't stop it. No excuse. I didn't see, you know, anything positive as much. You know, it's just one game, and I want to go back and watch some of the film. But I didn't see anything positive from Rodriguez. They got some pressure, but man, they only got like one sack. If that, did they even get a sack? I don't know.
We got one sack, and that was by
Anzalone. I remember now. And that's crazy. Like, if you'd have told me we would have went into this game without being able to stop the run, you know, oh man, Oroye and that tackle on Cook when he just didn't even touch him at all. Like, terrible game. I would have rather had Will Harris out there. He had a good game last week, you know. So
he sure did. Will Harris actually had a really good game last week.
Yeah, really good. And I get you want to, you know, he's your starter and you want to have him out there. But man, at a certain point, you know, pull him. You know, I didn't think this team would be above doing that. But it's I don't know. I feel the expectations are higher this year as it should be. The Lions have to build confidence. I think they've done it with like, you know, Hard Knocks and stuff like that. And so the fans are buying more tickets, but man, they got to build confidence to where when we go into a game, we actually feel like we should win this game. Like, you know, and feel it without a doubt because you had this game handed to you. your team outplayed them with all the things, the setbacks that happened, with all the potential injuries that you dodged and people just being nicked up, and you make it to the fourth with 10 points and you just took your tail on so many bad calls. And it's just, it's insane to think about. It's coaching. It's coaching. So, yeah, that's all I got, man. Thanks for having me on.
Ain't no problem, bro. Thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for coming on, man. Malcolm, I think with that, we're a little over. Maybe we should end it.
Yeah, man. All right, guys. Thank you all for joining our live post-game show. Next week, it's going to be a very interesting week because we're not going to do a live show or a post-game show or even, no, we're not going to do playback either. The reason why is because we're all attending the game. All of us will be at Ford Field for the Lions against the Seattle Seahawks. But we will probably, you know, we will chat with you guys on Twitter, but we won't be doing any live shows, but we will have a recording with the post-game show. Not live, but we'll do one and get that out to you for, you know, next week. But, yeah, tough loss, but we'll bounce back. I ain't worried. When that being said, man, I'm out, man. Peace.
Yeah, like Malcolm said, we're not going to be on Spaces next week or playback. We'll be at the game. If you're at the game, maybe shoot us a message. You want to see us or meet up with us during the game, that'd be cool. I'm out, guys. Peace.